Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Gimel, Nedarim 73a, pagination is 145. We'll start from the facing page at the top of the page, Masnisin, where the new Mishnah begins. Derech Talmidei Chachamim, the way of Torah scholars, knowledgeable Jews, Ad Shelo Hoisa Bito Yotza Me'etzlo, before his daughter would leave his jurisdiction in marriage, Omer lo, he would say to her, Kol nedarim shenadarta besoch beisi harei hein muforim. Any neder, any vow that you've made while you were still in my home, in my jurisdiction, should be negated. He's declaring his displeasure and annulment on the vow, so that it should not be binding. We'll see in a moment why. V'chein ha'bal, and the same thing with her husband, ad shelo tikones l'rishuso, before he brings her into her home with nisuin, with the chuppah. Omer lo, kol nedarim shenadarta ad shelo tikonsi l'rishusi, all vows that were made before you enter, harehein muforim, should be negated. Because once she comes in, the same rules of hafara are not going to apply, because you're going to need the father and the husband together in order to do it, and her status is going to change once the nisuin is done. And therefore, we specifically look that this hafara should be done before she goes in to the husband's rishus. Now, the Gemara poses the question, Boi Rami Bar Chama, we want to know, Baal Mao Sheyofer Belo Shemiya, can the husband do an annulment, a negating of the vow, without hearing the vow? And let's be very applicable to our Mishnah and say, what happens if he didn't know about the vow and he's trying to negate something that he doesn't even know about? He's saying, kol ma, anything that happened, but he doesn't know that it happened. And there is indeed one approach that says that you simply can't negate such a vow without knowing about it. And Hakamash Malon, the Gemara says, Urche Ditzurba Merabanan Lahadure, that the way of the Talmud Chacham, the way of the Torah scholar, the knowledgeable Jew, is to engage her in conversation about this topic. In the words of the Ran, Shemitoch Kach, as a result, Hinosenes Aliba, she thinks about it, Ve'omeres, and she tells him, Neder Ploni Nadarti, I did make the following neder, v'hu mefer, and he's able to negate the neder. So this is more of a engage her in conversation on the topic than an actual effective annulment of the vow. We find such a concept as well on the night of Pesach, where we want the children to ask questions. So we do all kinds of unusual things. In the time of the Rishonim, they may put out the plates and then collect the plates. If the child asks about the plates, not clear that that's going to fulfill your obligation of interacting with the child, v'higadata levincha, about the story of Pesach. But, mitoch kach, as a result of those conversations, as a result of seeing the leaning, of seeing the kittel, of seeing the different things that are done differently, you're able to engage the child in a conversation, and ultimately it's that conversation that's what we're looking for. V'gadata levincha ba'avurzeh osa Hashem li, to tell the child what happened upon the redemption from Mitzrayim. And here also, the statement, all vows should be annulled, might not necessarily accomplish what we want. But as a result, there will be a conversation, and that conversation will reveal any vows that need to be addressed. Let's move on to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, today's daf. About 7 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, Iboy Luhu, they asked the following question. Fascinating question. Bal Mau She Yofer L'Shtei Noshav Bevas Achas. Is it possible for a husband who has 2 wives to negate each of their vows at the same time? With one simple statement, could he go ahead, mufar lechon, in the words of the Ran, it should be annulled for you, and simply annul them both at once? Osa dafka, when it says in the Pasuk, b'yom shemoa isha yani osa, when her husband will hear, he will negate it. When it says osa, does it mean one at a time, singular? Olav dafka, or it doesn't have to be specifically one at a time. It's okay to do 2 at once. 2 for the price of 1. A person, if you picture the scene, it could be he has wives that are making nedarim, all kinds of nedarim. Everybody's making a vow. One's making a vow promising him chocolate cake for his birthday. One's promising lemon meringue pie for his birthday. It should all be annulled. No vows around here. Amar Ravina, so Ravina says, Toshima, come in here, Ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas. You can't do 2 sotos at once. If a man has 2 wives that were acting improperly, and he worries about both of them, about their improper behavior, maybe they actually had relations with another man, so he would bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, and he would call upon the laws of Sota to find out what happened, and going to have them drink from the special water in the Beis HaMikdash. The reason you can't do 2 at once, according to the first approach, is Mepnei Sheliba Gas Bachaverta, because one becomes emboldened by their friend. And the Ran says that the case would be that one of them is indeed guilty, and we would rather that she admit and not go through the process in which she will die, and Hashem's name has to be erased for no good reason. But this guilty one is going to be emboldened to stand her ground and say that she's innocent because she sees her friend standing her ground. Says the Ran, one of them is indeed innocent, and because of the innocent one, the guilty one gains courage. And therefore the halacha in the statement over here is that you don't do 2 at once, as the Ran understands it, lest one of them be innocent, be very emboldened on her own for good reason, and the second one takes courage from her and also denies the accusation. We might thoughtfully suggest that it's worth considering what would happen if both of them were guilty. Even then, there might be some level of Mepnei Sheliba Gaspa Chaverta, that each one gains courage from the other one. She's not going through this alone. And even if they're both guilty, and they're both flaunting the law, it could be that in a group dynamic, they're gaining courage from each other. It could be the Ran didn't want to learn like that, because that's a far cry from what you would expect in the Beis HaMikdash, there's some degree of fear, even for someone who's straying, and presumably they would admit. But it would be interesting to consider if it's possible to learn those words of the Gemara in that way. In any case, the first approach over here is that there's no gezeiras hakosuv, there's no reason to restrict 2 at once, 2 for the price of 1, if you will. You could do them both at once according to the first approach, except that there's a dynamic of one getting emboldened from the other, and that's not going to apply by vows, and therefore vows would be able to be done 2 at once. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo men Hashem uzeh, This is not about being emboldened from the other. Ela mishum shenema vehishka. The pasuk says that you should give her to drink, and the Ran says because of the mapekei osa levada, it infers one at a time. In which case, the pasuk osa by nedarim would also be understood to be one at a time, and would tell us that the husband has to actually go about negating one woman's vows and then separately to negate the other. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.